Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is Adult Services Assistant at the Maryville Public Library, Richard Leach Steffens, and he will be talking about an event going on from 9 a.m. until noon tomorrow. So, Richard, I guess I won't spoil too much of it for you. I'll go ahead and let you tell our listeners about the event and what it is you're hoping people take away from this kind of unique experience that you're offering.
What we're doing this weekend is a kind of a job workshop that's in cooperation with the Missouri Career Center. I'm working with Rita Wilanga. And what we're doing is, you know, we both noticed that if you look at where the how you apply for a job is at these days, in a lot of cases, the employer will ask you to submit an application online and then come in and check with the employer. And we've noticed, and this is not just a thing for seniors, but it's a thing for people of all ages, that sometimes there's a little bit of frustration with the tech side of things, that there's a little bit of, gee, I didn't know that I needed my employer's information and salary from like 10 years back or things like that. So the idea is, I met with Rita and we said, hey, we've got some advantages in terms of having a little bit more space, faster internet connection, more computers. So we decided we would offer a joggers workshop. And again, it is open to more than just seniors. It's open to anybody who needs a little bit of assistance with their job hunting. We're going to offer a little bit of assistance with resume creation. So we basically ask if you do show up, please bring your resume or at least a list of jobs that you've worked. So we're going to kind of hit both ends of it. We're going to offer, help using the state jobs website or online job sites like Indeed. I think Rita was also going to offer some help with the mobile app version of the state job search website. So if you have that, you can actually, if you have a Springer smartphone or bring a tablet, we can show you how to use that. Because I'm going to come in and bring a little bit of help on the tech side. Also some help, like let's say you need help creating a resume in Word. We're going to offer a little bit of help with that. And also, if you need a little bit of help just navigating the online search piece of finding a job in the application process. We are going to provide refreshments, and everyone who participates, you will get a flash drive to save your resume on. And also, we have a minor giveaway. Anybody that signs up and participates will be eligible to be in a drawing for a $25 AMG gift card. So, like I said, it's basically if you've been thinking about applying for a job, but you've been having issues with the online side of it, or if you just needed a little bit of help, and, we have noted that, the job center has had some tech issues and some hours where they haven't been able to be open. So we figured, let's just do this on a Saturday. And, Rita and I will be here to provide whatever help we can. And like I said, if you show up, we can help you and also get yourself in the running for an ANG gift card. So, like I said, it's just a job hunters workshop. And we know that the market is currently, it's kind of a little slack, but we figure that there are people out there who do need a little bit of help or may have been a little bit discouraged from searching because of just the whole intricacies of looking for a job online or having to apply online. And we figure that this would be a good way to, give them people an opportunity to show up and get some help.
So this kind of event sticks out to me because my parents who are retired, retired before I entered the workforce. And so when I entered the workforce, they kind of offered me this somewhat out-of-date advice because they hadn't applied for a job at the time since the 1980s. And so I'm wondering if some of the ideas behind this, and this could be the idea behind this, but, you know, how many people just simply don't understand the process of applying for jobs anymore?
Quite a few. And I'll tell you a story, Jeremy. Why we came up with this was based on a personal experience that I had. I don't know if you saw my last month's article in the Daily Forum, but that article and this workshop were both based on experience that I had with a job hunter who was I can't go into the specifics of the person because of privacy, but suffice it to say, the person was a senior job hunter, and he was wanting to apply for a job here in town, and he was told by the establishment, you need to apply online. So the gentleman came in at about 5 o'clock, and we closed at 6, so he was already a little bit rushed for time, but it was one of those applications where the job website offers, they offer you the ability to create a profile and then fill out the application. And it was variously complex. And, the gentleman was, I helped him as best I could. But again, it came down to he hadn't understood that, you can't just, like you said, you can't just walk into an employer these days and apply for a job. Now, they'll ask you to walk in after you fill out the app, you do your profile and fill out the application and submit it. But the days of being able to just walk in and drop off a resume are kind of long gone. We're thinking because of COVID and also just with where things have gone with the technology, that's kind of how it is these days.
Is there an expectation that a retiree who is kind of interested in getting back into work might come in tomorrow? And, how likely is it that, some of those people who do show up tomorrow might find out that, unfortunately the technology has passed them and that, either, they don't want to or they just aren't able to adjust to the technology?
Well, we're trying to keep this sort of session as open as possible in terms of what we're offering for assistance. That's actually something where Rita can come in. Rita has enough experience. I believe she's also going to be bringing we're looking at some AARP-type resources to just basically help a senior job hunter who's maybe saying, hey, what else can I do, give them some ideas or give them some feedback on some jobs or some type of employment that they might look for. So, like I said, we're trying to keep this as wide open as possible and not limit to senior job hunters. We're basically Rita mentioned that there's also a small group of younger job hunters that she noticed who are just basically, they'll throw up their hands at the tech as well and just say, this is beyond us. We can't, we can't do this. So if you look at it, we're trying to cover all of our bases. We're trying to, reach out to that group of job hunters, and we're also trying to reach out to the senior job hunters who might have gotten frustrated or bear in mind also, if you look at where the economy is going, there may be some seniors out there who may want to be looking at the job market again just to, just to help out the income to keep up with inflation. So, like I said, we're just basically going to open it up and say, hey, if you need any type of advice, any type of assistance with the job hunting process, we're going to open it up. you know, offer you something to eat, something to drink, and, you know, give you that whatever help we can provide.
Have you heard from any of the businesses in town about troubles hiring or the belief that maybe some of the people that could be working there just simply aren't aware of the necessary steps it takes to apply for a job?
Well, as far as reaching out to businesses, we advertise it through the chamber. I don't know for certain. All I can tell you is from just general, from what I've seen observed in the public, is that there are some workplaces here in town, there are some types of employers who seem to be struggling a little with finding employees. You've seen in the news, you've read in the media that, you know, there are some sectors of some places in town that are just, I mean, they're advertising. They are, they're actually advertising slightly higher wages, and that's simply because they're having trouble finding people. So, like I said, we haven't gotten direct feedback from the employers, but the impression that both Rita and I have gotten is that there does seem to be a little bit of, it's basically a case of helping, potential employees meet up with the employers and find a middle ground. Because, you know, something that might be an issue is, you know, we may have some cases where we have employers who may not have thought, we're trying to find employees. Have you considered tapping the senior job pool here? The thing that might be getting in the way is just simply the whole application process. So, you know, we haven't heard anything directly from businesses. That would probably be something that you probably want to talk to the chamber about. But just from personal observation, it does seem like there are some areas in town where it seems like they're having a little bit of issue finding people to hire. So, you know, maybe this is just something that we can, something that we can do by partnering with the job center to kind of say, how can we help you guys find a decent job?
All right. Well, those are all the questions I have for you, Richard. Is there anything else like that?
Well, like I said, I just want to emphasize again that, we're not limiting this to seniors. We're limiting this to anybody of an age who is looking for a job and needs help applying. Like I said, just bring your resume, bring your list of jobs. We are going to provide tech help and job searching help, and maybe, some feedback as far as, hey, have you considered looking at this for a job? I don't know what the weather is going to be Saturday, but we are going to, provide refreshments and air conditioning if it's warm again. We are going to be giving away flash drives so you can actually save your resume, which will help you for finding a job online. And also, like I said, you can, if you sign up, and this is something else, is please call the front desk to sign up, or you can talk to Rita over at Career Center. But like I said, we just want to get, some people to sign up, and everybody who participates is eligible to win that ANG gift card.
All right. Thank you once again for coming on this morning. That was Adult Services Assistant at the Maryville Public Library, Richard Leach Steffens. He will be hosting the Job Hunters Workshop tomorrow from 9 a.m. until noon, along with the Missouri Career Center at the Maryville Public Library. You can sign up and even learn more information by calling 660-582-5281. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.